132, 720, WGN. Mark Harmon in for Anna. With you tomorrow as well at this time. Looking forward to that. Looking forward right now to talking with my guy. 34, Walter Payton's son, WGN-TV, incredible athlete, MVP of the Orange Bowl. Jared Payton joining us. He's got a TV show tonight that you should be watching, 7 o'clock. Voices for Change. It's going to be JP, I'll let you tell it. Thank you for taking time today. I'm really excited about what you got going on tonight. Looking forward to watching it. I'm sure you're excited to see people consume the work that you put in together here. So you got Jason Hayward, Diamond DeShield, Sam Acho, Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown, all having a conversation tonight. What more can you tell us?
First of all, thanks, Carm, for having me. I'm super excited for tonight. Listen, over the last couple of weeks, I've really been searching and trying to figure out, just taking a step back and trying to figure out how I can do something with the voice that I have and the platform that I have to be able to try to really make some change with all that we've been seeing in our streets here, especially in the United States and all over the world. And it's definitely a call for change. And as I was sitting and talking to myself and also just praying on it and talking to, a lot of my family, friends and my family, and some issues that went on with my family, if anybody saw those, with my sister and I, some issues that I've had in my life of racism and stuff like that. And it just came to me. I was like, I can't do this by myself. I need to figure out a way to be able to get some more voices out there. And so, with social media and just, on our cell phones, I started to reach out to all those names that you just mentioned, and they all said that they were down to sit down and have, those tough conversations that I think they're tough to have, but they're much needed. And so hopefully this is something that people can not only just, talk to their friends about and people about and have conversations after, but the one thing that I feel like we all have to do is listen a little bit more and have our ears open to hear what people go through and to listen to athletes, black athletes as well, talk about the stuff that they've gone through the time. We always look at athletes and we think about them, they make money, they do this and do that. When you hear their backstory, it really does change a lot of stuff. And it's really made me reflect. It's made me reflect on a lot of stuff with my parents growing up in the South, Carm, and asking my mom questions about how, even my mom and dad's relationship early on when they were in college and traveling from Mississippi to Louisiana and the stuff that they had to deal with. It's not stuff that I had to deal with, but for me to have that understanding, it's gave me a little bit better perspective of where we need to go and how long this has been going on and what do we have to do to be able to make some type of change.
Well, your dad grew up in Mississippi, right? The greatest running back of all time, and he went to Jackson State University. Did your parents meet in college, JP?
Yeah, they met in college. So my dad's coach, he knew my dad needed some direction, and he knew my grandparents, my mom's parents, and he told them that he thought that she could definitely like help level him out a little bit. And if you ever hear the story, it wasn't love at first sight, but through time, my dad was like super, super quiet, but it was so cool to kind of see their relationship. And I go back to, my dad, when he started playing football in Columbia, Mississippi, and the stories that I heard just being in Columbia, the times that I've been there growing up, about how, the racial tension that was going on between whites and blacks in Columbia was always very, very thick and very, very heated. But when my dad decided to play football, and that was his junior year, it's like the town came together to watch him play on a Friday night. And no one cared what color their skin was as fans. They were just coming to see him play because they were talking about this extraordinary guy that could run the ball and do all these things. And then they would watch the game and be there for the game. And then they would go back to their regular lives afterwards. And it's just the power of sports and the ability that it has to be able to bring people together. And I think that's why, Voices for Change was to really get some of these athletes, especially from Chicago that people know, and to have their voices. And Superintendent David Brown, I'll be honest, just being able to hear him over the last few weeks on TV and everything that he's going through, starting off his journey here in Chicago. He has a journey from Dallas and growing up that he talks about, but also the way that he interacted with all of us. I think it's going to shed a little bit of different light on him and his personality and who he is and the things that he's trying to do to leave Chicago a better place than how he found it.
7 o'clock tonight on WGN-TV. Is it a half hour, an hour, or 2 hours? I forget.
Half hour. I wish we could have went that long. There was a lot that I wanted to get into, but it just wasn't. It was, you know, we're doing all these things through Zoom calls now, which, you know, through this pandemic, it's been one of those things where we look at the devastation and all the destruction and to pull back a little bit. But also as well for the connections that I've started to see with my family of these Zoom calls and being on. And so having all these people on, you know, because everybody was at home, it just, we talked about a lot of stuff and we got into some heavy stuff and there's certain parts that are, you know, maybe difficult, but these are the experiences that they had in their life. And I wanted to get it out there. I'm trying to do the less talking I could do, but just moderate. Is what I try to do, and you know I love to talk, but I wanted their voices to be heard. And you know, I never get nervous, Carm. Like rarely. I mean, the Hall of Fame speech for my dad, super super nervous. Playing football in front of, you know, thousands of people, never get nervous. NFL honors on stage with my sister every single year, super nervous. You can't see me shaking. This is one of the only other times where I knew how powerful this could be. I was nervous, but once we got into the conversation, I felt right at home to be able to kind of be that moderator for them to be heard. And it's special. It's special to me, and I hope that it's special to the people here in the city of Chicago. And hopefully it's also just another starting point for all of us to be able to keep these conversations going when we talk about you know, racism and social injustice and all that stuff that's going on, that's been going on, that we can actually confront it and talk about it and how we can do it together.
Those nerves are a great sign. It means you're excited. It means you're doing exactly what you should be doing, whether it's Jared Payton, by the way, doing his show tonight, or in any situation, if you're afraid to make a call and you're feeling nervous, just a moment of advice there. That's exactly the direction you should be going. So it's awesome that you leaned into this, JP. I give you a ton of credit. You just for a reference sake, you grew up in South Barrington, is that right?
Yeah, grew up in South Barrington. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to know, how old were you when you realized that you looked different than the majority of people in your neighborhood?
Oh, man. I think for me, it was playing sports. It was some of the things that I don't remember, but my mom remembers about me playing sports. And that's why when my sister, with the issue that she had a couple of weeks ago, it just sparked a lot of conversation about how, you know, my mom said people would call me out my name while I was playing, you know, soccer, and they would say certain things because I was, you know, bigger than most of the kids. Or then I started to play up a little bit, and some of the things that they had to go, my mom said sometimes she had to bite her tongue, you know, she had to bite her tongue. And so it doesn't matter what your last name is or where you come from. These things are still so prevalent, and they still can come your way. And that's why, you know, my sister had her incident when she was out and about with my mom a couple weeks ago, and she had her incident with that guy who was doing some unbelievable things and calling, making monkey noises at her and holding up a watermelon and all these other things that she just was like, holy cow, this is where we're at. That's why I said it doesn't matter what your last name is. And I think about this, Carm, is that whoever that guy was that did those things to my sister, he was wearing a Chicago shirt, sports shirt of a team here. And he probably was a Bears fan, probably loved my dad. And if we've met my sister in another setting, the conversation would have been different, but it never should have got to that point. That shouldn't even matter. We all are, as people, everybody deserves respect. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. And so we have to figure out how to be able to do this together. And I'm just very, very lucky that I had two parents, especially my dad, that was able to do that. My dad brought people together, and it's the one thing that I've learned in my life. I might not be good at anything else, but I know I can bring people together. And, you know, now being a father and a parent of two kids that are mixed, that's one of the things that I think of all the time of explaining to them about both sides, you know, about the, of embracing both sides, but what comes with both sides as well. And so, man, it's just, this whole thing's been a learning experience, and it's something that that it's not going to be fixed overnight. We got a lot of time and a lot of way to go, but if I can do my part, Carm, I'm going to keep doing my part as much as possible to be able to lend my voice and my heart and my passion to these causes that are out there to be able to truly affect some change.
Jared Payton with us here on 720 WGNJP. Again, I really appreciate you sharing. And I'm just thinking of you know, one part of your circumstance, because here you are, you're a black guy, but you're also the son of Walter Payton. So people, you're gonna get some level of treatment that a lot of people that look like you might not, right?
Yeah.
So and then when they, and you were telling me, we were talking yesterday, you're telling me a story where they don't know who you are, and you walk into this hot dog stand and you're wearing the mask, and they're instantly scared of you. So you see you see both sides. It's got to be, I would just think, very confusing and all over the place, because you've got, you know, lots of people who are super welcoming and love you, I didn't know who you were, and then it's a total different experience. I don't know what that's like, but it's got to be a lot.
It is a lot, Carm. It's a lot. I just got chills just thinking about it. Just even, you know, I ride my bike a lot on the path, and I know this might sound crazy to other people, but it's what's in my head as being a black man. You know, you might see someone on the path, you know, a white person on the path, and I'm riding my bike, and I always feel like, I don't know, there's always this, I want people to feel comfortable, and I don't want people to ever not feel comfortable with me. And so I see some people that when they see me and I say hi, they don't say hi, or I can see them kind of moving over to the side, and I'm just going, I'm always walking on eggshells, especially when people don't really know you, but I'm going to be me. I'm always going to be me. I'm going to be respectful to everybody that I meet. Even if you call me out my name, I'm still going to be respectful, because I know for me, I have to stand firm from the things that I was taught. And it is weird. It's a weird feeling. And you don't want to feel overpowering. And sometimes you walk in places and you know, I talk to guys that are big, like Akeem Hicks and my guy Brian McKinney, and they're 6'9". Brian's 6'9". He walks into somewhere and instantly people fear him.
Yep.
And it's a weird feeling that I've had to deal with my whole entire life, but it's something that almost has become normal, and I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
Hey, Jared, it's Bertrand in the newsroom. Didn't you tell me a story once about you were down at Bears training camp at Kankakee at a restaurant or something like that, and something happened?
Oh, Bertrand, I don't I can't remember.
Okay.
I really can't remember, but I know, you know, there's been tons of issues through my life where I've had to deal with racism and being in stores and people looking at you or following you around like you shouldn't be in this store. And Carm gave me some great advice yesterday, because when that incident happened, you know, I always want to make people feel comfortable. So as I walked into this hot dog stand, this lady got really feared that when I was the only person in the store and she came out, it's not a lot of black people in that area that you don't see a lot. And so when I got there and I had my mask on trying to do the right thing, I thought about that before I walked into this place, because I was thinking in my head, but I'm like, no, I'm just going to go in, because I had my son, and we were riding our bikes, and he didn't go in, and she just was really startled and feared when she saw me, and I just had to, like, make her feel comfortable, like, I'm just here to, you know, buy, you know, this food and this hot dog. And after I paid for my meal, the tip that I gave was even extra, you know what I mean? And that's how I feel sometimes when I went into these stores where people would follow me around and, like, why am I here? I'm buying stuff just because I'm just like everybody else. Like, I'm in here to shop. Like, I'm not stealing anything. And I find myself sometimes back in the day buying stuff that I didn't even want just to make a point, and it shouldn't be like that.
So you up-tipped her just because she was uncomfortable with you?
Yeah, just to be like, you know, like, I don't know. It just was psychologically, I don't know what it was, but it was just like, here, like, I'm not here to do anything. I'm here just like everybody else. I'm here to get food. I'm here to support this business. That's what I'm here for. And, you know, and these are the conversations I think that are a little bit uncomfortable sometimes for people to hear, but it's what's happened to me, and it's what's real for me. And so I try to grow on every single experience that I have, and it really doesn't matter. And Carm, you are so right. Yes, because of who I am and my last name, yeah, things have sometimes been different. But on the flip side, when you go somewhere where people don't know you, it's where you have, you know, these situations that I've had to deal with.
And look, Jared, I really appreciate you being on and talking about it. It shouldn't be on you to make people feel comfortable, but you're in that spot, and the fact that you try to do it is just a testament to who you are as a person. I can't wait to watch the thing tonight, JP. 7 o'clock, Voices for Change. You, Jason Hayward of the Cubs, Diamond Shields from the Chicago Sky, Sam Acho, former Chicago Bear, and Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown. JP, thanks for being on, my friend. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared Payton on 720 WGN.